This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. David Plouffe made his name as a political strategist. He's the guy who ran then-Senator Obama's 2008 campaign for the White House, and you know how that turned out. Plouffe, meanwhile, has turned to the politics of business. He's been at Uber for a little bit more than a year now, and he was back in Washington today for a speech laying out how Uber figures it's helping the economy, not just helping the rest of us get from point A to point B. David, thanks so much for coming on.
Great to be with you, Kai.
Why feel the need to make this speech right now?
Well, I think we have not, in a really holistic way, lifted up the hood, so to speak, and talked about the economic activity that we're seeing on the Uber platform. You know, half our drivers drive less than 10 hours a week to supplement income. If they get into a jam, it's a quick way to spin up some income. So we thought it was very important just to lift up the hood a little bit, share some of our data, and talk about how people are using the platform, not so much to get around town, but how to improve their economic situation.
Are you trying to legitimize the gig economy? Is that the deal here?
Well, no. I mean, first of all, we can't speak for the gig economy, the on-demand economy. I can only speak for
Well, wait, hold on, because you guys basically created the gig economy.
Well, I think we're on the leading edge of it, sure. And there's a lot of different platforms out there, a lot of different models. But obviously, I can only speak authoritatively about ours. But I do think, listen, this desire for flexibility has been a chief goal of U.S. policymakers, certainly for decades. And it's been a chief desire of people for a very long time. There's a big debate now about, so-called on-call scheduling. Mm-hmm. The thing about Uber and most of these platforms is there's no schedule at all. And that sense of control where you fit this around everything else in your life is pretty powerful.
Yeah, but it comes with some costs, right? I mean, it comes without benefits. It comes without 401ks. It comes without a lot of the stuff that we as a workforce, quite honestly, have come to rely on and need in this society today.
Well, first of all, I think if you look at most of our drivers, most of them are having they have other sources of income, either they or their spouse. Many of those jobs are providing benefits. Some people are going to drive with us for a very long time. Many don't. We have a lot of people come on the platform for 6 months or a year. We all have a huge spike in drivers heading into the holidays. And so when you think about wage stagnation, when you think about underemployment, that's where these platforms come in, when you give people the ability, the easy ability to spin up money very, very quickly.
Well, yeah, they're spinning up money, but they're working extra hours for the money. I mean, somebody's working 40 hours a week and then he drives for you guys for, I don't know, 10. You know, it's not like he's getting the money for nothing.
Well, sure, but that's a choice that they're making. I know from my political life, I've consumed a lot of political research mm-hmm. over the last decade. And again, most people say they don't have enough time or money and they're closely connected. So this is available for people.
You know, I appreciate that your job is to present Uber in the best light possible, right? And to lay out what you and the board at Uber feel are the value adds that you guys have for the American economy. I wonder, though, why it's so hard for people like you and others in your position to say, you know what? This economy is changing. Jobs are changing. Get over it. We're doing the best we can, but come on.
Well, again, my view is, and you know, I'm not an economist. I've certainly been in meetings with a lot of them through my career. There's a huge marketplace out there for people to make additional income when it's flexible. There's no question about that. Where does this go in the years to come? Are you going to have more and more people saying, you know what, I'm not going to have any traditional employment at all, and I'm just going to piece together freelancing? I don't see that happening overnight, but it's something we need to study carefully.
We should be clear here that your company doesn't survive unless the economy continues to develop in the way that you foresee, with increasing number of freelancers and temporary employees.
Well, what's interesting is I don't think that, you know, the economy has recovered statistically, from an unemployment standpoint, certainly in the market. When you talk to the average American, they're feeling a little bit more secure about the job they have, but they haven't had the pay raise they would have liked, obviously. And in many cases, they may not be getting the hours they'd like. So the Uber platform technology is now making it easier for people to add to their income. So I think that, in the go-go 90s, you had many, many Americans throughout that decade who, if it was easy for them to make a little bit of money, they would have chosen to do so. And so I think that those conditions, I think, no matter what happens in the economy from a macroeconomic standpoint, will continue.
David Plouffe used to work in the White House. Now he works at Uber, chief advisor and member of the board of directors there. David, thanks very much for your time.
Kai, thanks for having us.